White rabbits to everybody. Here you go. It's now the 1st of March 2010. Hope you're all doing okay. I'm very tired. It's time for bed, don't you think? Yes, Roger's left me in charge of the clothes down again. I don't know. You'd think he was off doing something else more important, wouldn't you? Instead of, like, just closing down his own show. I don't know. Hasn't it been a brilliant weekend? It's been just so good. It really has. I still haven't finished watching all the Olympics yet, so I've got them to watch tomorrow and the close down ceremonies and things like that for tomorrow as well. But well done to all our athletes out there in Calvary. Hope you've all enjoyed yourself at the Olympics this year. And I say a huge, enormous, great big thank you to Mike Stans for a brilliant show he did yesterday. Wasn't it nice to hear him back on the radio again? Hope he comes back soon. And I say a huge, great big thank you to all the DJs as well that we had on yesterday and today. So yesterday we started off with Mike. And then we had John. Then we had Paul J. And then Steve Martin with his brilliant, brilliant disco show. And Dave Rogers flashing us back as normal with his Forgotten 45s. Some crackers at that show, wasn't it? And today we started off with me. Not, we ended with me yesterday. Today we started off with me, the breakfast show. And next week you're going to get the letter B in my alphabet breakfast shows. After me you heard Dave Rogers again with his alphabet breakfast. And then you had Tony Hayes with his Kissin' WABC Years. Followed swiftly by John Freeman with his 261 and Nova Years. Brilliant stuff. Following up from John, we had Eric Monaghan, and then we have Paul J again today. Didn't he play some cracking old records? Yes. You have to come round and borrow some more of mine, I think, don't you? Following Paul was the most wonderful prog rock show going here. A lovely prog rock show. He plays the prog, I play the heavy. Really compromised, don't you think? Yeah. And then we had the superb Gary Phillips. I'm rounding off the night with my Roger, playing only my Roger can play. Well, everybody else can play it as well, like, but Roger has his own little way of doing things, doesn't he? I'll say a huge, enormous thank you to Bert, Uncle Bert, for keeping us going all weekends. Make sure the transmitter works okay and you all can hear us still. You don't think you can write to us at mar@rock.com, or you can send us a text to 07504 464678. Why not visit the website www.mar1386.com and www.mar.me.uk. Visit that site, you can, if you've missed any shows for this weekend, you can go back and listen to them again. They should all be all uploaded by this time now. I think I've finished them all, except for my clothes down. My clothes down won't be done yet, because I'm still doing it, aren't I? I'm live. So thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you again next weekend. You all take care now. It's Jackie Cross on behalf of the MAR crew saying night and God bless to everybody.
You come in on a pirate transmission coming in through my head. Station to station, you're coming in waves, stuttered and broken, and talking about revolution. You explode like a silent beacon, an SOS in the night, calling for ignition. Another soul rebel is looking for meaning. A midnight rider is on the run.
Don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues with a lot of soul. We love the pirate station. Don't let them take them away.
Don't let them take them away.
There's some swinging DJs playing top 40 records. They can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time.
station. No, let them take them away. Please don't take them away.
Smarter, so you loved her hard, and then you said, but how could I tell? You did not love her, but many times over you used her and pushed her aside. And when she came to you, you screamed, what can I do? I do not want you for a bride. You told her, don't talk to strangers and don't even smile, 'cause it's all your damn fault. You know I don't love you and I never did. And we're stuck living here with a kid that just coughs in his room. My mother was right what she said about you. And then as she cried in your nonchalant stride, you just laughed and told her to grow up. It was not important she'd have an abortion, was $500 enough. But somehow a family that you hadn't thought of did not feel like ending a life. The wedding was planned and you wept like a man as she grew up and became your wife. And you told her, don't talk to strangers and don't even smile, 'cause it's all your damn fault. Kills all these mountains of bills, and do you have a gun I could use? The wife you had taken now thin and misshapen and ugly from having your child. The ugliness spread and at last separate bed. She was lucky if you'd even smile. You told her, don't talk to strangers and don't even smile, 'cause it's all your damn fault. Now we've got sick child, you know I don't love you and I never did, and we're stuck living here with a kid that just coughs in his room. My mother was right what she said about you. Excuse for your constant abuse was one thing that you had on your side. Your wife had been made and so many times late, and a recommendation was tried. Your best friend of all told you she's a good ball, and the things that hadn't made it much worse. The son that you had that would soon call you dad, well, you really weren't sure it was yours. And you screamed, well, don't talk to strangers and don't even smile, 'cause it's all your damn fault that we've got this sick child. And you know I don't love you, and I never did, and we're stuck living here with that kid that just coughs in his room. And my mother was right what she said about you. The times you had tried, you could not satisfy, and your efforts you knew were in vain. The fact that before she'd had many good scores was a pounding down hard on your brain. And so finally, of course, you asked for a divorce, but you could not get her to say yes. So you stormed out the door in your search for a whore who could make you forget the whole mess. And you said, don't talk to strangers and don't even smile, 'cause it's all you. To me and said, help me, oh please, I think that you know why I'm here. And so it was done, and while you had your fun, I made love through an ocean of tears. Yes, she was with me, but it ain't hard to see when a woman is thinking of love. I saw in her face during every embrace, it was you that she was thinking of. This whole big old world is the girl that you're driving insane. Well, you want your freedom and I want a loving, but I know it never can be. The thing that you tell me has ruined your life, well, God knows I wish it happened to me. Yeah, and she don't talk to strangers, she never did smile, and it wasn't her fault that you both had that child.
Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me. If you ask, that's what I'll say. It's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. And they only hit until you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. You just don't argue anymore.
Yeah. all night. I hear her voice from deep within the wall, made a cross from knitting needles, made a grave from hoover bags, especially for the woman in the wall.
Singing, don't worry about a thing. Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. 'Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars, you have a right.
Amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars.